Hello, welcome to Chew My Truck podcast number 175. I am your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with a track from Lawrence, Kansas's Mammoth Life. That track is called Small Town Rock and Roll Kids, and that is on the band's new EP, Rock and Roll Kids, which will be released July 28th on the band's own Satisfying Records. On July 28th, the band will celebrate the release of that with a show at the Jackpot in Lawrence, and then head off on a several-month-long tour, which will eventually take them out to San Francisco, where they're moving to. So, just like Mates Estate before them, they're abandoning Lawrence and heading to San Francisco. If you don't want to wait until July 28th, the band has a show coming up July 16th at the Record Bar in Kansas City. Well, some music for you this week. I think that's why you're here, so let's go ahead and do that now. Here's a track from Ockerville River. This song is called Rider.
Street. feel just like a tourist in the city you were born, then it's time to go. And define your destination. There's so many different places to call home. 'Cause when you find yourself the villain in the story you've written, it's plain to see. Sometimes the best intentions are in need of redemption. Would you agree? If so, please show me.
And new things there for you. That was Death Cab for Cutie with the song You Are a Tourist, and that comes on the band's new album Codes and Keys, which was released May 31st on Atlantic Records. The album itself, it's okay. I mean, it's good through and through, but there are no songs on there that floor me like there have been on most of the other albums. Most of the other albums, there's been a song or two that I really enjoy. This album, I don't know, but it's a solid Death Cab for Cutie album, and of course the big fuss is over less guitars and more keyboards, but I frankly don't see that big of a difference, so don't get scared off by that or excited by that. Just go on iTunes, listen up, see if it's something that works for you. Before that, Ockerville River with the song Rider, that is on the band's album I Am Very Far, which came out May 10th on Jag Jaguar Records. Will Sheff and crew there have created another very good album, but much like the Death Cab for Cutie, there's not a lot on there that excites me big time, though there are a couple of good songs, and I think that one that I played there, Rider, was a very good one. I guess I should let you know how the podcast works now. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. It's really that simple. Hopefully I make good choices, get good music, and create a good podcast, and that keeps you coming back week after week. But if I fail, well, maybe you would have failed too, and it's nice to have somebody else go over that cliff for you first, right? Let's get back into some music here. I've got a track here by Battles. The song's called Africastle. Thank you. All right, that is Manor Lady from Raleigh, North Carolina. That song is called Trees, and it's on the band's self-released album Home, which came out February of this year. A band very much playing in the shoegaze and dream pop revival. But if you're a fan of that song, you'll be a fan of that album. Very similar production and feel throughout. Before that, Battles with the track Africastle. That is on the band's brand new album, Gloss Drop, which came out June 6th on Warp Records. This album feels a little different than their last one. Tyande Braxton has left the band, so his vocals, as they were, and keyboard guitar work are not on this album. So the band is stretched out a little more world music appeal to it. A lot of steel drums or steel drum sounding guitars, maybe, all throughout that record. But it's worth a listen. I'm not sure I enjoy it as much, but maybe you enjoy it more. I know Pitchfork really loved it. Oh my gosh, we're out of time. So I guess I need to let you know you've been listening to the Too Much Rock Podcast number 175. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com or follow me on Twitter at SidMuchRock. We're going to end things this week with a track by Eddie Vedder. And the song is Tonight You Belong to Me. This is on his new album, Ukulele Songs, and it is just that, collection of ukulele songs. As someone who is a uke player himself, I was interested in the album. As someone who hates Eddie Vedder, Pearl Jam, and all things grunge, I was not interested. But Kate convinced me that she was interested enough, so we picked this one up. Let's do it a few times, and frankly, it just doesn't do a lot for me, but I think I'm in the minority there. I think a lot of people really enjoy this album. I have picked a track here that's a bit of a novelty song, really. It's a cover, and it features Sean Marshall from Cat Power joining him on vocals, and I think that tempers it all for me. So maybe your mileage varies on this one, but for me, go ahead and give that one a listen before you plop down your money and see if you enjoy Eddie Vedder's voice and ukuleles. All right, we'll talk next week. Thank you very much. My honey, I know.